Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. Also, my University of Texas weather blog under campus safety, campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Wednesday, the last day of August 2022, the 31st day of August. As we look at my audio weather thoughts today, well, you step outside, you know the humidity's there. Dew point temperatures in the low and middle 70s across south central Texas, a very rich tropical maritime tropical air mass off the Gulf of Mexico. That's working in combination with an upper level low over portions of West Texas. It's also going to be working in the coming days with an advancing cold front at the surface, a very weak one that's going to come in from the north northeast. All of this just continuing what we already have in place, a rather unstable atmosphere, no big, huge focus for showers and thunderstorms. In fact, you just kind of watch this stuff during the day and you see where it starts to develop. You have an idea where it's going to go. We have our short-range, high-resolution model guidance. That's been of some help, but really, it just depends on exactly where you are. And given the very tropical air mass in place, it looks like that you could get some heavier rain where you happen to be. This pattern really, friends, does not change all the way through Labor Day into early next week. There'll be days like Sunday when I think the rain chances will be a little higher than on average for the seven-day period. There'll be days like today when I think it'll be a little lower across south central Texas. But, folks, the tropical air mass still very much in place, an unstable air mass very much in place. So we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms during the next seven-day period under generally a partly to mostly cloudy sky. Don't forget a couple of things. Number one, if you're going out west of Austin, folks, there's been quite a bit of rain, up to a half foot of rain in some of the hill country areas to the west and southwest of Junction and Kerrville. So keep that in mind, more of a flash flood threat out there. And localized, some pretty heavy rains even around parts of the Austin area. So, again, you get heavier rain in a tropical environment like this, another couple of inches coming in a fairly short period of time is not beyond the realm of possibility. I think I'm still going to lean toward the National Weather Service, their Weather Prediction Center, seven-day rainfall guidance for Austin and south central Texas. Between now and next Tuesday, let's say about 2 to 3 inches of rain on average across south central Texas. We need that rain. We need a soaking rain across the area. And so far, it's been pretty good about that. But again, we had our heavy rain near downtown Austin a little more than a week ago and then saw some heavier rain over parts of Williamson County over the weekend. So just keep in mind that we are beginning to moisten up the ground just a bit. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, 31st day of August, 2022. I'll update my seven-day forecast on the website as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Thursday morning. Have yourself a good Wednesday.